Okie doke. Just get comfortable here.
Yep.
So, masturbation can be stressful, stress releasing, or it can be a pastime, or it can be for enjoyment, or it can be for meditation. Masturbation is the new meditation, or it can be sacred. Yep. What is it for you?
For me, it's sacred. You know, as a woman, I believe that, you know, the yoni is a very sacred part of us. You know, it keeps us grounded and it gives us pleasure, but then it also creates new life. So, you use it during meditation, like if I'm wanting to just relax after a hard day's work and I'm just, you know, playing with myself and edging myself and giving myself pleasure, that's nice. I also, you know, whenever I'm connecting with someone, I like to use, I like to play with my vagina and play with theirs, and then, you know, it's nice to, you know, procreate with a man as well. And
when you masturbate and when it is sacred, when you find you are masturbating, do you get a message or two that comes into your mind out of nowhere?
So I guess sometimes I get, you know, like filthy fantasies, or sometimes I want to do things that I wouldn't have thought before, and it opens up, you know, the brain and all the wiring, I think, and I think it makes me more open-minded to a lot of things, not just sexual for me.
There are some people, when they masturbate, they get a thought that comes into their mind. It comes in very strong, and it stays for a while, and some people write them down and keep a secret journal. And they keep a secret journal of these thoughts for a long time, building up their journal. Do you do that?
No, I don't. But I do, sometimes if I'm thinking about a particular thing, whether I haven't the attention to focusing more or wanting to explore fancy, yeah, I'll keep that in mind, but I don't write it down. But I guess that's a good suggestion.
Yes, keep that in mind. And when you're masturbating, the thought comes out of nowhere. You'll notice that you weren't thinking about it, and then suddenly it's there. It comes from nowhere. It's a spiritual thought. It can be quite sexual. It can be a saying. It can be some words that you can use later on. But if you don't write them down, you'll forget it. So you need to write it down. That means sometimes you've got to stop what you're doing because it's going to fade away, or another one's going to come and you're going to get two of them, and then you'll forget them both. So I suggest first lesson to you is start a journal of masturbation thoughts that you can share with other friends and people you meet in the masturbation course.
Okay, that's really great to know. Thanks for letting me know that. I'll have to, remember that.
Some people's journals get quite large. They don't know who to show them to. They just keep these journals, and they're their secret journal. I've been doing it, and I keep it on a document on the computer, and it's grown quite large, and I intend to publish them.
Right. Can we add pictures to the document so we can really remember, like if we're watching porn or something?
Well, it's just the words, and if somebody else reads it, the words will jump out and hit them and have some meaning to them at the time when they read them, if you ever let anyone read your journal. Or you can look over them and try and remember them, memorise them. But the thing is, they come out of nowhere and they're a very strong thought. And you think, that's interesting, but it'll fade away. And if you don't write it down after about 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, it's gone and you won't remember it.
Oh, right.
Okay. So masturbation can be for relaxation, to celebrate as well too, to put a blessing on something, that if there's something special that's happened on the day or you have a special plan, you can masturbate to put a blessing on it. Do you do that?
I guess, like, with my partner, if we're having, you know, one year anniversary, or if I'm meeting someone new, then yes.
So putting a blessing on something or on someone, you think of them while masturbating. And
yes, I do.
Yes, putting a blessing. So masturbation can be for blessings.
I think of many different people, like, and I also, I guess when I watch porn, I think of those people, like if there's, you know, two or three people enjoying themselves together, I guess I'll imagine being in that scene with that special someone. And I'll think of that person, or if there's like a birthday coming up and I'm fantasizing about that person, then I'll think of them and different scenarios, and that can be thrilling and exciting and, you know, trying. And then when you think of something new with a new person, then you want to try new things and new fetishes and all that sort of thing, so... Mm.
Well, when you see that person, you can tell them, I put a blessing on you last night, and see if they understand what you mean.
A blessing?
A blessing, masturbation blessing, master blessing.
Oh, I've never really heard that.
Well, if masturbation is sacred, you can use it to put blessings on people and events and plans.
Right, so if I, like, romanticise about someone, or if I think of good intent for that person... When I'm masturbating, does that mean that they have good vibes going towards them?
They may have them then or later on. They may have them then. You can ask them if how they felt at a certain time and
right.
See what they say. You can tell
okay.
them why you ask. You may not tell them. Just see. You can just say, I put a blessing on you last night.
Right. That's cool. That's I do have a question for you. So I've been wanting to learn how to squirt. Do you have any tips for me?
You'll find the information on that on the website on Dr. David's
okay.
Masturbation School. Read that and have a look at that first. That's the first step. And try the exercises. Try what it says on there. It's all free to go to the website, but we ask people to put in their email address. They can put in a name they want to use. Phone number
yes.
can be good if we organise something or do something. And maybe where
yes,
they are, what suburb,
exciting.
That's all we need or want.
And I also have another question. When we're trying to squirt or orgasm for a woman, would you suggest using supplements for women, like female enhancements?
Essence is good. Women who use, what do we call them, excitement... Things to improve the mood or improve the masturbation is good. That's
okay.
People should investigate and explore. There are things out there, and you can talk to Chris about that. You know Chris. You can talk to Chris, and he's got a range of things and may be able to discover things, masturbation products for women that they can get through the website to enhance their masturbation and enhance their squirting, and to be more relaxed. Relaxation is very important.
Okay. And I've never been with a woman before. Do you suggest me experimenting with women so I can learn more?
Well, would you like to?
I think I would, yes.
Are you ready?
Do you know anything about like groups of women and older women learning how to... teaching young women how to masturbate properly?
Well, we're in our early days at the moment, so it is planned as people come onto that list, put their email in or their contact details, phone number. When there's a number of them, we'll start to see if they would like to meet to masturbate together, what they would like to do. But we need to have a number of them first. And as they come on, then we can start to do groups and build it up more and more and more, because people want to meet other people of like mind.
Right, and I do have a question. So if there's a group of women, as a woman I like to feel safe, so would it be in a safe space to experiment?
They're usually going to be at someone's place.
Okay.
Not hotels. Someone's place.
So someone that you wouldn't know, that you would trust?
You'll get to meet them first of all and talk to them, either by Zoom or on the phone.
That's good to hear. Yeah, because I think safety is, you know, priority, and it's good that that's what you value. And so I would love to be on the list and meet other women and learn from their experiences, you know. I think that's something I'd really like to do.
You can also find some of them on Jerkmate. You've heard of Jerkmate. You can find some women on Jerkmate. Tell them about the Dr. David's Masturbation School. Tell them to go in, put their details in. Costs nothing. So eventually we can start to meet up where they can meet in person rather than just do it on video, on just on a monitor on Jerkmate.
Right. What's Jerkmate? Is it Jerkmate?
J-E-R-K-M-A-T-E. Jerkmate.
Oh. Has that been around for a while? I've never heard that
before. Yes. It's on Jerkmate. Go to jerkmate.com. You'll find that. And you can meet others and tell them about the site. And the more the merrier. The more the merrier. So people can start to meet.
I'll have to tell my friends about it. And we can all have...
Try and stick to the ones who are in Sydney, because you'll meet people overseas, but you won't get to meet them in person because they're a long way away. You'll probably never meet them. So it's best to build a community in Sydney or New South Wales.
Classes then too.
Sorry?
Would there be online classes then as well if they're from overseas?
You can search for those.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Now, when you meet other women, ask them for some tips and secrets. Everyone's got different ideas and ways of masturbating, and they may not talk about it. But if you start talking about it, you learn what they do, they learn what you do, and you find out. And you learn more that way. You learn about different products for masturbation that you may not have known about. So well, you want to develop a community of knowledge of different ways of doing things.
Ah, I see. And I do have a question, Dr. David. I do like your voice, and I think one day if we meet, I would like to learn from you. Do you do private sessions at all?
Private sessions can be done, and first they might like to do masturbation on the phone to my voice, where I take you through a masturbation session, and you get comfortable with me on the phone maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times before we meet. Women aren't comfortable about just meeting straight off and masturbating, so we can do masturbation sessions on the phone first.
Yeah, I'd like that you like to talk to the girls in person, over the phone first before meeting in person. I think that would make a girl feel really comfortable.
Yes.
And I was also wondering, like, what's the cost of these private sessions?
In the early days, I'm not charging. We'll see what happens later on.
Okay. Sounds good. And with the private sessions, do you recommend particular toys?
Well, I don't sell toys, but you can talk to Chris about toys. Chris has got all the... And other women have got plenty of toys, and they can bring them along. Whether they want to share them, bring some Glad Wrap for the toys.
Yeah, okay. And also, I've heard on your email that there's a thing called a P shot and the C shot. Can you discuss more about that? Because I'm very curious.
The O shot and the P shot came out of research by a Dr. Runnels in about 2013, where there had been research that found if your own blood is re-injected back into you after having been through a centrifuge and being separated out, there's certain parts of that blood that can be put back into your face that have a very good effect, a vampire look effect. And somebody, and he experimented it with his girlfriend at the time, Kim Kardashian, and they thought, can this be used for the genitals to put in the growth factors? What will happen? So they did research and injected the separated blood, the growth factor in your own blood, her own blood, into the clitoris, and she wanted to masturbate more. She was orgasming more. So this has been proven over the years with no side effects that for an O shot, that with a tiny little needle, your own blood can be put back into the clitoris, and It increases sensation and orgasm greatly, and it can be put into the G-spot to really make an excellent experience. With men, it's put into the tip of the penis in 2 or 3 injections, and the penis becomes more amenable to erections and orgasm, and the men can get a response. So we have a saying that O-shotters want to meet P-shotters, and P-shotters want to meet O-shotters. That is, the women who've had the O-shot and become very responsive and really have fantastic orgasms meet the guys who really can get it up and last, and their penis grows a little bit too. So O-shotters want to meet P-shotters. P-shotters want to meet O-shotters. So there is a place in Sydney, 2 places, with the one company, and people are having these. So we're wanting to have a community where they start to meet each other and exercise what they have just found through their treatment, that they can meet other O-shotters and P-shotters and get together to masturbate and have intercourse together at a great, with greater heightened sensitivity. A community is starting to build. How does that sound?
That sounds really good. But I do have one more question for you. One of a couple, actually. Do you know people personally that have got the P-shot and the O-shot?
Well, I've just had my first one, and I've referred a chap, and he's going to get one this week. So I haven't spoken to them, but there's plenty of testimonies around. If you look on the internet under O-shot and P-shot, you'll find them overseas where there are testimonies and quite a bit of material on O-shots and P-shots on the internet under Google. Just do a search and you can read the testimonies.
Right. And so you found that it's worked for you?
Yes, I noticed it within days. So I've gone back for my second shot. You can have a double shot. You can have a second shot 4 weeks apart from the first shot, and it becomes noticeable. And the effects build up and up.
Have you been able to orgasm like harder and better as well?
Harder and longer, and comes up more easily.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's worthwhile. It's worthwhile.
Yeah,
and the community
definitely.
Is going to be very interesting.
That's very interesting.
Because you'd meet interesting people through the O-shot and P-shot community.
Yeah, and is it an expensive treatment?
Well, it's not cheap. A P-shot is about $1,500. I think it's $2,000 all up for the 2 shots, and for women it's the same, for $2,000 for the 2 shots, and it lasts 2 years.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess if it's such a delicate procedure, I think it's a good thing to know that it's a little bit costly.
It is a bit costly, but I'm putting a plan to the company that they mentioned there is a 10% refund if you refer somebody on. And I thought, well, that's not going to really bill to very many people. So let's change that around, that if you refer 10 people on, you get your 10% discounts as 100% discount on what you paid when you've referred on your 10th person who goes ahead with a treatment. This place also does a lot of facelifts and other things as well too. They don't just do the O-shots and P-shots. They do a variety of things. So there are a variety of treatments. But if you refer on 10 people over a period of time, you can eventually get your amount originally paid back free, or you can get a discount to the value of what you paid originally as other treatments, or gift vouchers for friends.
There you go. Well, that sounds pretty good.
The aim is to end up getting what you paid back for free by referring on 10 other people who go ahead with whatever treatments they do, so that it totals 10 times what you paid, and you get your refund back. And, of course, the big benefit is everybody does it. It builds the community, because we find people fast who would like to be part of such an O-shot and P-shot community. And we have socials and events, and who knows what sort of parties we'll have. Be very interesting. So that is an incentive to build the numbers.
Mm-hmm. I like that it's very community-orientated. I do have a question. So... when multiple people masturbate together, does that make someone more like horny and more and able to orgasm?
Definitely, it's visual. It's visual, and you can hear things when they masturbate together. That may happen at the parties.
Right.
Masturbation or whatever happens at the parties.
Well, I've never really masturbated to groups of people, and I think it really opens up my awareness, and I think I'd be very much looking forward to that.
I would say as the numbers grow by this system where people can introduce 10 people and get their money back, and if they all do it, the same offer is made to them as well, and that builds out to 110 people, then those masturbation group parties and whatever will happen. So the key is to build the numbers and to get your refund back by helping others also, and for them also to get theirs back by them finding 10 people each and building it up. If we get 1,000 people, 1,000 no-shotters and pee-shotters, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a really good thing that you're doing for the community. I have another question. So, what's the name of your website again?
Dr. David's, Dr. David's with an S, masturbationschool.com. Dr. David's with an S, masturbationschool.com. We teach people. I'm an ex-teacher, so now I'm teaching masturbation. Why masturbation? Because you may have noticed nobody else is doing it. Nobody else is doing it. So we're the only ones.
Yeah. And is there anything that you can promoting at the moment, apart from these P-shots and O-shots and the group sessions?
I do other things, but they're in completely different fields. People can ask me about those later on. But I'll tell you what one of them is. One of them is, which can be an ultimate form of relaxation for a lady who would like to have her O-shot and masturbate, or find others with whom to masturbate, or have multiple partners in parallel rather than in series where they have them in parallel. And this is in a completely different field. That woman may have debts, loans and mortgages. I know of a facility where those debts, loans and mortgages can be wiped out completely within a day or two, and she feels a tremendous feeling of release. And then the orgasms are fantastic because her debts have been wiped out. But that's a completely different field. They can ask about that separately.
Well, it's a really good thing that you do, because I think debt really does cripple someone. And,
yes.
And their ability to orgasm. Also, did you study at uni?
I got my doctorate through... Well, I got a few of them now. I got them through a particular tertiary institution. I did go to uni. I went to Macquarie in Sydney. I've been to both of those. But that's not to do with masturbation or anything sexual. I got my degrees in other things. And I'm currently just been approved for my 5th degree. But we can talk about that some other time.
Yeah, no worries. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about? Because I feel like I'm very informed, and I really do enjoy talking with you.
Do you feel really horny talking to me?
Yes.
Are you masturbating at the moment while you're talking to me?
Yes.
When people masturbate, sometimes they can become an oracle when they have masturbation conversations. If they're both masturbating and not rushing in, and they're having masturbation conversations, both masturbating at the same time in no rush and just let it take their time, one of them can become, they may both become oracles. It's very interesting. They speak from the spirit, from sacred space.
Wow.
Try that. Write down some other questions or ideas you would like to get back with me again. We can talk on the phone at some other time when you're ready. During the day is okay.
Well, definitely have to write it down.
You forget otherwise.
Speaking with you.
Forget it or otherwise, write down what I've said in case you forget, or you can listen to it again. And tell some friends. Everyone should tell some friends. You can make up some cards and give them out if you want. But it's free to join Dr. David's Masturbation School for Women.
Oh,
Let's build the numbers, because that's what it's all about, building the numbers so it doesn't disappear. So we build the numbers. I've built groups and organisations before, and I think this would be fantastic, a masturbation organisation.
David, I'm getting a bit distracted. Sorry, I just really like the sound of your voice.
Thank you.
And I think what I really want to write down, and I really enjoy listening to your articulate language, and I think you have such a nice voice and accent.
Thank you. We'll ring again sometime. Daytime can be okay if you want to masturbate during the day.
Yes.
So, thank you for ringing. But write down what your questions.
I think I'm pretty good. I think I might have to go have some private time and build up my orgasm.
When you're ready, no rush. Where are you?
Where am I? I'm sitting on the couch and I've got my satisfier out and I can feel the vibrations and I'm connecting with my inner spirit and I'm really, really feeling it right now.
And masturbating too.
What was that?
And masturbating too. That will magnify it.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you, Dr. David.
Thank you very much.
I'm really glad that you're a doctor.
Yes, doctor of masturbation.
Yes.
Because nobody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I'm getting close. Oh, Dr. David, keep talking to me.
You're coming? You're coming? You're masturbating? You're coming?
Oh, I'm getting close.
You're getting close and you're building up to masturbating?
Yes. It turns me on a lot that I'm talking with an older man and I'm getting recorded as I masturbate with myself.
You're going to be famous. We don't know your name. Or did you say your name at the beginning? Yes, you did.
That's okay.
Yes, you did. Okay. Sweet dreams.
Oh,
you're coming close. Well, when you masturbate, you can think, ooh, what is this guy like?
Oh, what was that?
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Let's hear it. Dr. David, Doctor of Love. The Doctor of Love. This is the best medicine. Masturbation is good medicine.
I am finished now. To write down my thoughts.
Wow, great. Okay, thank you. Good.
Thank you so much. Thank you for relieving me today. I really appreciate it.
Yes, masturbation is release. People need to learn, ladies need to know how to learn to release.
Yes, they do. And you really talked to me today. And that is the best thing after a hard day's work.
That's right. You'll have sweet dreams. Okay.
Yes, and I can't wait to chat with you again. It'll be wonderful.
Good night. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.